Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, we greet you once again. Oh, my beloved, it's a joy to greet you in the name of one who came from heaven above, died upon the cross of Calvary for your sins and for mine, was buried but rose again the third day, and then in resurrection glory he ascended, where he now is at the throne of God, at the right hand of his majesty upon high. But my beloved, I wonder if you realize, as I should do, too, that one who came, who went back to heaven, is coming again. You and I have before us one of the greatest evidences of the near coming again of our Lord Jesus. That evidence is in relation to the people of Israel. May I remind you of something very little thought about? That you and I, who have seen in the past 20 and a little more years, the establishment of that nation of Israel, a nation amongst all the nations of the world, we have been seeing a most remarkable, stupendous miracle. It is according to the word of God declared and revealed that they will be revived and someday glorified as the greatest nation over all the nations of the earth. But it is 2,500 years ago since they had their land and ruled it as a nation themselves. For the nation of Israel has never had governmental authority over their own land since before the days of King Nebuchadnezzar, the great emperor of Babylon. And after about 2,500 years, they have now possessed their land to a great degree, and particularly in late years, the city of Jerusalem. Beloved, this evidence is enough to remind you and me, surely the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now may I state again, that though they are in their land and have their own governmental powers as a nation, the day is coming when the nations shall surround them entirely for the purpose of seeking their destruction. Oh, my beloved, the word of God declares it, and the word of God tells it, even describes it ahead of time. We have studied the 12th chapter of the book of Zechariah down to the end. We have noted that climax when around Jerusalem the nations of the earth should be gathered to destroy God's earthly people. We have noted that it will be at that time divine deliverance will come from above, and that divine deliverer will conquer their foes as well as enable them to fight with all the supernatural strength he bestows. And when they have conquered their enemies, then their deliverer conquers them. For when they see who he is, as Zechariah the prophet has written, the Lord says, they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced. And the godly remnant remaining will have brought to their hearts and to their consciences with deepest conviction in the power of the Holy Spirit, they once crucified him. What a revelation that is going to be. My beloved radio listener, may I remind you, though it's in relation to Israel we are speaking, you and I crucified him. Your sins and mine brought him from heaven above, that he might die upon the cross of Calvary to save us. I hope you're saved. Oh, my beloved, I hope you live with deepest sorrow and repentance and confession and faith in him, you have come to the knowledge of your sins forgiven whatever you have done against God in Christ, He is willing to forgive. Thanks be to God. There's not a sin. And you may name all the category of sins, but the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now I want you to think with me that when He is revealed to the nation of Israel, when the families mourn, and the families cannot even look upon each other, the wives are separate, and the husbands are separate, every family, the whole nation, and all the individuals, they mourn when they realize this is the one whom they pierced. But I want to conclude our study by reading in chapter 13 and verse 1. For the completion of this account does not end with chapter 12. But note these words, they are very precious. In that day, there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. My beloved radio listener, may I state, God not only brings them in conviction to confess their sin and guilt, and acknowledge that they crucified their blessed, precious Messiah, but as we have noted, He will speak words of comfort to them, He will speak words of peace to them, but He also will provide national cleansing. It will become what it could be called Israel's great national day of atonement. I wonder if you've ever read the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus. For in the great days of Israel, there was one great national day that was called the Day of Atonement. Read it sometime. You will find it particularly described all the way through chapter 16. And every year, once a year, there were certain ceremonies to be performed for the purpose of forgiving the sins of the nation. My beloved, once every year, when the feast was kept, the feast of the great day of atonement, it was for the forgiving of the nation's sins. Read the chapter at your convenience, Leviticus chapter 16. But in that coming day, our 13th chapter of Zechariah in verse 1 declares there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. You say, what is that fountain? What is that basis of their atonement? Beloved, if you go back to the Old Testament story that we suggested, there was the bringing in of a sacrificial offering into the presence of God and carrying in the golden vessel by the white robed priest the carrying of the blood of that sacrifice to thus sprinkle it upon the mercy seat above and upon the mercy seat below in the very Shekinah glory of God's presence and the cloud of His presence that inhabited that sacred tabernacle. Yes, it's only by blood that sins can be forgiven. And oh, my beloved radio listener, what is the fountain? Did you ever sing the old hymn? There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Oh, my beloved, it will be the blood of Christ. I wonder if you recall what is written in the Gospel. When Pilate took and washed his hands before the people, as they demanded the crucifixion of their Messiah, Pilate washed his hands before the people and said, I wash my hands of the blood of this innocent man. See ye to it. Do you remember what the people answered in reply? The whole angry mob cried out together, His blood be upon us and upon our children. And may I say to you, my beloved listener, you can recognize, if you believe the history of the Bible, as well as the history of time since that day, for God's earthly people, you will recognize they have paid a bitter price, a great punishment. And the blood of their Messiah has really been upon them in retribution and judgment. But oh, may I suggest, though they cried, his blood will be upon us, when the godly remnant repent and confess to him their great national sin, his blood will be upon them again, but to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. Oh, my beloved, I ask the question of you. Do you realize that the only basis for cleansing sins, washing them away, is blood? For there is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood. And what a day it will be, as we suggest that the great national confession of Israel will be, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and all the 53rd chapter of Isaiah will be their great confession. And beloved, they will plunge by faith into that fountain of blood that takes sins away. My beloved, what a day that will be. You can realize why we call it the greatest spiritual crisis in the history of Israel. It brings them to their national day of atonement when he forgives their great sins. I wonder if you'd like all your sins forgiven. One dear man said many years ago to me, Mr. Bramhall, I'm not going home until I get all my sins forgiven. And as he knelt to pray a few moments afterward, he said, oh God, I want my big sins and I want my little sins all forgiven. And he got them. Forgiven by God through the blood of Jesus. My friend, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? God grant, if you're not, please come to the Savior now. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Father, bless thy spoken and written word brought to the hearts of all. In Jesus' name, amen.